for more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJOFM.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Alexandria.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Say amen again. I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Before we get started, the word of God for all of you all to celebrate 57 years. I know you all paid your monies and I paid mine too. You can't shout on credit. You give to God, God will give back to you. And he has been good to me, finance-wise and health-wise. So why not give, as he said, give as a cheerful giver. Amen. I do want to thank God for my little niece in the house today. She out of church for tomorrow. And I keep telling her that God has something for her. And I know she's fighting because I did the same thing. But on the 16th of this month, she will be graduating from Peabody High School. But that's when the devil gonna step in then. You can tell Lyle, I'm telling you, I send you scriptures every morning because not just to send them, but it's for a reason. You're gonna need the Lord. You go off to college, you're going to need the Lord. And I just want to say my prayers go out to you. I hope you listen to what I'm saying. Because you know I ain't never going to tell you nothing wrong. I can remember when she was a little girl, 1 year old. I got a picture, I showed it to her. And that's just to show you how long we've been married, me and the kingdom. Too long, man. I remember when Trent was little, and Duda was always the one I would look at when she was little. I said, that child gonna be something. But I know the devil gonna be after. He'll be after all of us, amen? But just to say that, Keith Terrell, lad, you need to listen to what I'm saying. That you will keep your hand and go to church, wherever you're going to college at. Find a church house. Find a church home. I'm telling you, because you're going to need the Lord. And it's either one or the other, the Lord or the devil. And the devil going to kill you. He don't care about you and nobody else. But you're going to need the Lord. And with that being said, let us go to the book of Acts, chapter 4. This is the history of the church. This is our church anniversary. Glad to see all of you all out on this day. It was instituted last year, but God has brought us a mighty long way, amen? Amen. So we want to thank God. I know you're in the house today, and you know some things may not be going right, but I always look at the bright side. That's right. Always look at positive things. I'm a positive person. I'm not a person of always complaining and arguing and fussing. That's of the devil. I'm happy, even though I might have bills overdue or whatever, but I'm happy. Because Jesus came into my life and saved my soul. That's enough to say thank you. Acts chapter 4, we'll just start reading around that 8th verse. It says, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, and said unto them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we be this day examined of the good deed done to the impure man, by what means he is made whole. 10, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him, this man stand here before you whole. 11, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men. We must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. They took knowledge of them. They had been with Jesus. You need to see. They had been with Jesus. I'm going to talk on the subject. The church is on the move. The church is on the move. Again, the church is on the move. Flesh and blood, church. God ain't coming back for no building. But this is a place where we set apart on Sundays and after Sundays to come to fellowship with our brothers and sisters. Yes, and to tell the goodness and to read and then his word. Right. Because you do know that his word will last. Yeah. Right. Hello, somebody. You do know that the word of God will sustain you in any situation that you have. The word of God will bring joy and laughter to your soul. I don't know about you, but I've learned and I've discovered and I just learned no matter what I go up against on Monday, God will handle it. He may not handle it the way I think he may handle it, but God will handle it. Hello, somebody. 57 years as I sit and listen at the reports of the old patriarch elders that have gone on home to be with the Lord. They have made the way. They have suffered many days of trials and tribulations to keep New Jerusalem Baptist Church open. No, I wasn't around then, but I know what 2 + 2 is. If it had not been for some prayer warriors and some people that believe and trust in the Lord and kept their hand in the Lord's hand, this church would be in existence. But they kept their hands in God's unchanging hand. And to us today, as I was told when I was coming up, if you just keep your hands in God's unchanging hand and seek him even when you don't feel like seeking him and tell him all about your troubles, you'll be all right. Let's look in Acts chapter 4. The Bible says, and Jesus had already instituted this. If you got your pen and paper, write Mark chapter 13, 11, and Luke 12, 11. It's the same word in verses, but different gospel writers. And he was telling those disciples then that there will come a time when you going to be called up to the Sanhedrin Council. And when you do, boy, that Jesus said, man. And when you do, he said, this was 3.5 years ago. And he said, and when you do, you ain't going to have to write nothing down. You're not going to have to premeditate it. The Holy Ghost going to overshadow you when you stand before the Sanhedrin Council. Now, let me tell you about the Sanhedrin Council. The Sanhedrin Council, they had doctor's degrees. They had all these acceptable degrees. And they had money. They had prestige. But they didn't have a relationship with Jesus. Hello, somebody. Boy, you got to have a relationship with the Lord. If you want to do anything that's right and anything that's going to last, you got to put Jesus in it first. Can I get a witness this morning? If you don't have Jesus in whatever you got, you need to get him in your Kool-Aid, you need to get him in your cold drink, because when you get down on the inside of you and when he starts working on you, working it out for you, God know how to turn those situations around. God know how to put a door where there ain't no door. God know how to make it all right for you. God know how to dry your weeping.
Oh, Lord.
Let's not hold you too long, but this is the church annual message. The Bible says, Jesus said, upon this ground, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In other words, if God is building his church upon you, let him do so. So, Lord, have your way with me. Lord, every time I do something wrong, I mess it up. So I'm asking you, Lord, to help me on this journey. Because I know if you help me, everything is going to be all right. It may not look like it will. It may not seem it, though. But I know that you know how to work in mysterious. Can I get a witness? So now here it is. Peter and John are together. If you look back to the third chapter, they tripping on what happened to that boy that was laid at the gate called Beautiful. And I got a, and I'm on the radio, man. I got a problem with people and preachers and teachers and things like that because you got a doctorate degree. That's good. But you got to be born again. Jesus did not tell nobody to be a doctor. He told you, Nicodemus, except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. I ain't got no doctor's degree, but I've been with Jesus, and I know how to treat my fellow brother. I know how to treat my fellow sister. Even if they're talking about me and lying on me and scattering out of my life, I still know how to bless somebody. I sat down with him every day, and I talked to him, and I talked. I have a relationship with the Lord. When you got a relationship with the Lord, it don't make no difference what nobody say about you. You're going to know that you know that you know that you know that you've been with Jesus. And when you've been with Jesus, that's all. You stop that foolishness running out your mind. We can't accept your resume because you got a doctor's degree. That ain't going to save you. What's going to save you is your confession to the soul. I confess that Jesus died and you rose. That's what's going to save you. And I'm on the radio. I don't care. They can talk all they want. I don't care. They ain't giving me no nickel anyway. Where you get that from? Talking about doctors, we all that. I ain't no doctor. Jesus ain't no doctor. His name was Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And we need to cut that foolishness out. It's too much faith and it's shaking. Jesus, none of the disciples were no rebels. They were brothers. That's in the book. It's in the book. Because I know the book. He written it in my heart 30 years ago. And it's still in my heart. But God is good. And I just want to pin that and I admit that what I say. And I'm going to make sure it be played on Saturday. Because we need to, it's too much, all this killing is going on. We need to get right out there. All this old fussing and cussing and we supposed to be the light of the world. What kind of stuff is this? They looking at us. And they say the church is doing what they're doing. Hell, I don't need to go up in there. That's the truth. Amen. Y'all know I ain't telling them. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Right. Truth should set you free. Amen. Amen. Oh, I'm Dr. So-and-so. Man, Dr. Who? Can you take my heart out and put it? I won't let you put my heart. No, Lord, I won't be living again. I'm Dr. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's all. Tyler, he's gonna burn that mess up. He's gonna burn up religion. I'm Baptist, I'm Pentecost. All that ain't no going up there. Jesus said you got to be born again to see the kingdom. He said you must be. That's what Jesus said. St. John chapter 3, I think that's where it's at. And Nicodemus was a rich man. But he knew that his soul got to be somewhere in eternity. Whether it's on the left or the right. Your soul is going to lie somewhere. It ain't going to be no in between. Ain't no purgatory. It's going to either be on the left. And that's what the goat said, Jesus said, and the right. I want to be on the right hand. I want to do it right because I don't want God to say, Eugene, I put half the Bible in you. Yeah. And you didn't do what I told you to do. Wow. We got to answer to God, yeah. Not man. Yeah. Man ain't going to do no failure, yeah, and talk about you. But the Lord, he ain't going to sit with you. He going to comfort you. He going to dry your weeping eyes. He going to make you feel good when you're sick. And he's going to heal your body when nobody else can heal it. That's a man. That's a good man. Jesus ain't never hurt nobody. And he ain't never talked about nobody. All he ever did is say, whosoever will, let him come. All he ever said, he fed you when you couldn't feed yourself. He brought you home when you was out in the world and didn't know how you was going to give him. Hello, somebody. I know I'm talking to somebody. when you didn't know how you was going to get home.
Jesus is a friend.
He moved old Donald Trump out the way. Let me tell you something. Watch this here. God, they say, if God be for you, who can be against you? But watch this, Miss Aiden. If God be against you, who can be for you? Y'all ain't get that. I say it again. If God be for you in 831 Rome, who can be against you? But back this train, I'm turning around. If God be against you, who can be for you? Huh? Who can be? Everything comes from God. Everything got to go back to God. All this other stuff we running after is in vain glory. But the number one thing you need to learn is I need to talk to God every day of my life because I don't know where the end is going to be.
Hello, somebody. Look what Peter did. They say Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost. See, Peter, let me tell you something. When you done had an encounter with God and the Holy Ghost, and Jesus Christ, can't nobody shuck and jive you.
You see, I had an encounter with the Lord 30 years ago when I was in my mess. The Lord came to me and said, Eugene, I want you to, and I couldn't talk like him. He said, I want you to preach my word.
That's right.
And I said, Lord, leave me alone. You know I'm not right to do that. I had that much sense no, not to pray with him because I said, Lord, you is too holy for me. I can't carry that Bible every day because I love to sip on gin and juice. I love to drug. Oh, don't look at me crazy. Well, he heard up God up there when I said Jenny Jew. Well, I heard a song the other day. Boy, it sounded good. Look, I was mowing the grass. And I was mowing the grass yesterday and I was trying to get back to the job because I knew I had some calls to do. And I knew I had to talk to Jeff Paul and I knew I had other people I wanted to talk to. But I was trying to get there. But look, church, let me show you how flesh you are. The man across the street, he was a plumber, so, but he had a song on say, me and Mrs. Jones, we gotta be going on. It hurt so much, it hurt so much. It's like, I said, oh, Lord.
Look, I was messing with the lawnmower. I couldn't go on with everything else. Then I was standing there,
I said, oh, that sounds so good. Me and Mrs. Jones. If you can't come in the house of God and laugh, shame on you. Huh? No, I can't sing no song. I just like to hear it. I said, ooh, that's a... And then after that, he must have had a tape. He had Al Green come on. Oh, I said, uh-oh. Then Marvin Gaye come. I said, I got to get up from here now. What I'm trying to say, I'm human. You.
Right, you are.
I ain't holding it down. Amen. You ain't either. You remember them old song? That's what gang called it. Yeah, Sister Patty and them talking about. The old landmark.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have all this foolishness today. Man, if we kill a hog, everybody got a piece of the hog. We couldn't have no steaks. That was out of the question. But we had a hog. We get the pig, lift the tail, whatever. They had love in the communities back then. You could leave your house open and go to Crest. Y'all remember Crest? TGNY and all the other stores. The fire and come back. Everything just like it is.
Yes,
right.
Yes, Lord.
No, you can't do that now. Somebody. No, you can't. You go back there, might be some mojo up in the house and everything else. Whatever that is. Mojo. Yesterday I saw a boy who was going down.
Sad.
I said, what the
fuck?
Then one boy talking to his head. I see all that on Bowling Street. But know what? I don't condemn him. Because that could be me. And I just pray for him. And that's why God don't let nothing happen because you know one thing. He's the real deal. I'm the real deal. Because you know why? I've been with Jesus and not the devil. When you've been with Jesus, you'll understand.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible says get wisdom, but get understanding with it. Back to the text. Let's not hold you too long. Then Peter filled
with the Holy Ghost. This is the church now. They didn't start. Remember when they was up to 120 over in Acts chapter 1? But now, look, if you look back that train up to verse 4, they're up to 5,000. New Jerusalem, what I'm trying to say, if we get on one accord and stay on one accord, next year this time, this church will be full. God asked you, the church, I believe, not you. But we got to get on one accord and say, look, whatever sister so-and-so doing, whatever brother so-and-so doing, let's just pray for him and move on up a little higher, and we can get this thing to going. And money increase, membership increase, buy property. Let me tell you something. God loves the church. He said, I'm married to the backslide, but I love the church. Ain't that what the book says? God said, the church is my bride. And so you are Jesus Christ's bride, and he loves you so. But we got to have and do something ourselves. We got to stay on one accord and stay on bended knee and watch God work. He can work now. Yes, sir, he can work. Why are you trying to figure it out? God done already worked it out. I know what I'm talking about. Jesus here in his fourth chapter had told them boys over in Mark 13:11 and Luke 12:11, it came to pass. Because he told them, they're going to put you in the midst. And that's what he said, didn't he? Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of the people, that's the Sanhedrin account, and elders of Israel. Go up a little bit, drop down, go up a little bit. He says in verse 10, be it known unto you. They still tripping because Jesus healed this boy at the gate called Beautiful. He had been there for I don't know how long, but Peter and John, the Bible said 3:1, went up at the hour of the ninth hour to go pray. They wasn't bothering nobody. They wasn't doing nothing by no harm, but they were just going to do what God had left them to do, and that is to pray. You got to have prayer in your garment today if you want to be successful in your ministry, if you want to be successful in your job, if you want to be successful in the community. You got to have prayer in your garment. Hello, somebody. Look what happened. Look what happened. Drop down. They say, be it known that by the name of Jesus. Now, they didn't brought that name up again. They tried to kill it. But let me tell you something. I'm just like a Cheerio. You can push me to the bottom, but I'll rise right back up. It may take me a little. You ever had some Cheerio with some sugar up in it? Huh? Yeah, y'all made Cheerio. Don't look at me. If you ain't, no shame on you. Huh? Because that's a fiber cereal. It's good for your body. But if you ever seen a Cheerio, it go down, but what it do? Come right back up down. Yeah. That's the way Jesus is. They try to kill and bury the name of. How you gonna bury something that made you? Right. He said, before Abraham was, I was. And they picked up stones and tried to throw at them. Ain't that crazy? Yeah. How you gonna throw at God? And he made the stone you got. That's crazy. But that's how we do. Let me go and finish here with this talk. Look what happened. Look what happened. It said, But I like this. He say, the stone which was set at naught. In other words, y'all ignored that stone. Y'all want to throw him off a cliff one day. Y'all want to put him up and just do away with you. But how can you do away with something that made you? How can you hurt somebody that made you? How can you talk about somebody that made you in the beginning? Because he said, in the beginning was the word. In John chapter 1, if you go read it for you, shall we say, Miss Compton, they say, in the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And the word was with God. And then it goes on and trap down and say, all things were made. And he says something, say, all things were made. That's in John chapter 1. And without him, not anything was made. But then it drops down like that 11th verse of chapter 1 and say, he come unto his own. And his own received him not. He also said, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth. And that's what we are. Because grace woke us up this morning, didn't it? Did not grace wake us up this morning? Yes, it did. As we left out in dreamland on last night, didn't know how we were going to wake up.
didn't have a clue, time clock kicking off and everything else. But God made death lay down and say, wake up one more time. That is grace, and that's mercy, which is favor from God. Hello, somebody. Can I get some?
Ain't God good? I said, ain't God good? I got to finish this thing out because it's too much going on. Let me get ahead of myself. If you look in the 13th verse, it says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived, you know, what they thought about it, that they were unlearned. They didn't say there was no doctors. These boys were number fishermen. All right. That's all they were by trade. And that's all, they probably drink, you know, when a fisherman, they probably drank some old beer anyway, had that old beer, Budweiser, beer. Hell for my. Yeah. When you go fishing, you have a beer, they snuff and all that in the can. Y'all remember that? The old snake be right there, and old grandma be, what grandma doing? She be right there, sitting right there fishing with that bag. Y'all remember that? And the snake right there. I said, good God, what is that? I said, what am I going to let him go? Huh? They had their own pole. Let me go back on time. I'm happy. You know why I'm happy? Because Jesus came into my life. No, they had an old fishing pole, and they put that bait on there to go dig the bait. Now they got all that old modern technology, all that old money. Man, the people catch more fish than any other land. Now I'm the old pole, y'all remember the old pole they had? Some of them make a stem. Yeah, they want wood and go on down the road. You come on back up. Boom down the wall. We done got some marlin now. Well, I got my bass boat. I'm gonna get me some browns for that. Oh, let's go back to church. Come on. The Bible said they perceived that they had been with Jesus. Look, and they know, Miss Avon, that another miracle didn't happen because they took knowledge. They said, nah, wait a minute. Ain't this the same old smelling boy that was sitting at the gate called Beautiful? But look what happened. Wait, let me get down to that. It said, they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And look at 14, I didn't read that. And beholding the man which was here. The man that was here, he was standing right there with him, walking. At one time, he was sitting by the gate, couldn't do for himself. You tell me God ain't good. All you got to do is look back on your life and say, thank the Lord that he didn't leave me out there on dope. That he didn't leave me in a nursing home. I could have been dead, heading straight to hell. But because of God's grace and because of his mercy, hello, sir. Ain't God good? That's the hope that you love. The Bible said Peter began to talk to the Savior Christ with boldness in him. He saw that they was talking about a man that he denied at one time. Because Jesus told Peter, he said, before the clock strike three times, you're going to deny me. When they were sitting at the table, Jesus began to say, one of you is going to betray me. And they began, Sister D, to ask, is it I? But the Bible says, he that dipped his hand in the sock with me, him the one that gon' deny me. But Jesus loved Judas so much, he didn't expose him. The Bible says Jesus began at the same time to wash his hand, but here come Judas. And he whispered in a small, still voice, says, whatever you got to do, do it quickly. Ain't God all right? Come on, I know how to do it. I said, ain't God all right? He ain't gave him the money back. But Jesus knew that he was the one that was going to deny him and betray him. Judas went out and hung himself.
We hope. hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyd.